Scotch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. And here we are.
Yes. And you're a ground zero of Fantastic Fest.
I am a ground zero of Fantastic Fest. You know what? I almost forgot that this week. We are recording so early in the morning this week.
We won't even say how early it is because it's actually quite embarrassing that you consider
it's
this
quite
early
absurd.
In the morning.
But we are here in Austin, Texas, ground zero of Fantastic Fest, where we are doing our special remote broadcast. That's not true. I broadcast every week from Fantastic Fest ground zero.
Yeah. Although there's like, it looks like you have like refugees in the area, though. Isn't that true?
Right. Yes. The center of the movie blogging world, including our friends from firstshowing.net and slashfilm.com, as well as Rob Hunter from Film School Rejects, are all here in my living room right now, sleeping.
Plaid skirt patrol Hunter.
Right. Yes. They are all here sleeping, getting ready for what is to be an awesome week of film and genre films. And this is, to me, this is the Kevin Carr Festival.
I wish I could be there, man.
In which they just show a bunch of movies about sex and killing and sex.
Yes. I wish I could go, but sadly, Carolyn, my wife, will not let me leave town for like a week.
I know. One of these years, Kevin. One
and
of these
sleep
years.
On the floor of Rejects HQ so it looks like a boat from Cuba.
That's essentially what it is.
With all these refugees lying around.
Nice. But before we're going to talk a little bit more about Fantastic Fest later in the show. Before we get to that, here's how you can get a hold of us. You can go over to fatguysatthemovies.com. You can go to iTunes. Go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys at the Movies.
Bam!
You can email us, fatguysatfilmschoolrejects.com, or leave us a voicemail, 614-388-8735. You can also get us on Twitter. You can get Kevin on Twitter at twitter.com/KevinCarr. And you can get me on Twitter, twitter.com/rejects.
Yes, I welcome all spam and all that kind of stuff, and bots and trend followers and stuff like that that automate and then get wiped out by Twitter. And
right.
If you're I got like 100 new followers, like, in 6 hours, just because for some reason I showed up on this list and they just started completely spamming my account.
Right. If you want people to make adult friends on the internet via Twitter, you can follow Kevin Carr. Twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Although fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, that email was solicited by somebody saying, we want to follow you on Twitter.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Follow Kevin Carr. That's right. Anyway, so we're talking about movies, of course, this week.
Did we get a voicemail at all or anything?
Not that I saw. I didn't really check.
You just figure if you cover your mouth a little bit when you say that, I won't notice that you didn't check. But really didn't check. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we have three movies coming out this weekend. I have not seen any of them because we're in Fantastic Fest prep mode. Although I did see Zombieland.
Well, that's next week.
Yeah.
Is the wide release.
Which I enjoyed. However, we're going to talk about Fame, Surrogates, and Pandorum. And I think we're going to start with Fame, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Nice. This remake of the 1980s High School Musical follows students through their 4 years at the New York School of Performing Arts.
We've seen 150 students today. They all swear that they have a special gift to offer the school. Do you have a special gift?
Baby, look at me and tell me what you see. You ain't seen the best of me yet. Give me time, I'll make you forget the rest.
You've got talent. Let's see what we can do with it.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly.
I certainly hope not.
Hi.
Wow. If Kevin Carr could fly, fancy.
Oh, if I could fly, yeah, you know, they always say when pig could fly, I'll fly after the pigs. That's all there is to it, man.
Nice. So have you seen Fame yet?
I did see Fame. Whoa. And what's funny is, you know, I saw the original from 1980, like, a long time ago. So
in 1980 when you were 25 years old?
Yeah, right. No, I didn't see it when it first came out, because the original's rated R. Although I did think I rented it on video like later on in my teen years and just scan through it for
the
nude
original's
scenes.
Rated R?
I'm pretty sure the original's rated R. I can check that right now.
It has nude scenes?
Yeah. What'd you sound like? It has nude scenes? What are these nude scenes that you talk about?
This is no, fascinating.
Well, the original was very much a sign of its time. I mean, it was aimed more at high school and college kids and anybody who was involved in the performing arts. And I know a lot of people that liked it. Now, I did watch the TV show when it was on, so I do have mm-hmm. a little bit of understanding of it.
Wait, there's a Fame TV show?
Where did you grow up, man? In, like,
Indonesia? In America?
Whatever.
In America?
So, yeah. The answer is yes. The original Fame was rated R.
Wow.
Yeah. And well, it took place in high school. It had, like, nudity and some language.
Why is this one not rated R?
I think it's because they're going for a younger audience. It's PG. It's not even PG-13. It's PG. And the thing is, I think it's trying to go for that High School Musical kind of audience because it's a story of kids, and it's a sort of mosaic of characters. You got all these different kids going through their 4 years in this school, and that's the way the original movie was set up. It was the auditions, freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior years. Now, the message of this movie is junior year sucks. So just to let you know that. But
right.
I really got the sense that there was probably about an hour of movie that they edited out of this. I mean, it's still like an hour and 45 minutes, mm-hmm. but a lot of the story seemed very, very short and truncated, and some people really, they're characters that just show up at one point, and then they kind of come in and out. They've got a lot of characters, and each one gets like maybe their 5 to 15 minutes of story mm-hmm. throughout the movie. And it has some good performances. It has, and I'm going to butcher her name because... I'm not good, but it's the girl who played Lil' Kim in Notorious. She's in it.
Oh, okay.
And she does a little fine job. And they have, her name's Naturi Naughton, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But they have, like, the teachers are played by, like, Kelsey Grammer and Megan Mullally, Bebe Neuwirth, and Charles Dutton. And, you know, it's not a terribly cohesive movie, mm-hmm. but bottom line is if you're in the arts and you're, like, in junior high and high school, you're going to like this. It's like movies like Raise Your Voice. You know, mm-hmm. sort of like a less fluffy candy corn version of High School Musical kind of thing.
Does Kelsey Grammer sing in the movie?
No, he doesn't. Well, everybody, including the teachers, have very, very small parts. I mean, right. they show up like for a couple scenes here and there. I really think they put like Kelsey Grammer and Charles Dutton and Bebe Neuwirth and Megan Mullally, I think they put them in the movie so the parents at least were like, oh, who's in it? Oh, Kelsey Grammer's in it. It must be a good movie.
Oh my God, it's going to be like Frasier, but with singing.
Well, yeah, well, because it has Bebe Neuwirth in it. It's sort of like this Frasier reunion, although they barely even see each other in the movie.
Right.
But really, the story's about the kids. And it's your standard sort of, you know, kids. You're bored with this already, I can tell.
Totally.
So, I mean, it's not great, but... And like I said, if you're really into the performing arts, this is probably going to be something you're going to want to see. I mean, I give it a, I don't know, for me, it's really right there on that fence. It's like mm-hmm. exactly as good as Teen Wolf, you know, kind of rocks, kind of sucks. I mm-hmm. at this point, I don't even know which way I'm going to lean. I'm going to say kind of rocks simply because I think kids might want to see it.
Fair enough. Kids are going to go see the Fame movie. When we come back, we're going to talk about two movies that kids probably won't want to go see. Surrogates and Pandorum. And we're back here on Fat Guys at the Movies. We're rolling through.
What, did somebody like wind you up like an old record player? Because you're like,
yes.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies.
Hey, man. It's, you know what? This is what we get for recording so early in the morning all the time.
Do we need to announce how early it is?
No, I don't think
so. Because this is pathetic. I'm sorry. It's not that early.
I know it's not that early. I know. It's just I had a late night last night. So, you know. Anyway, so
eating
first
burritos
up,
and drinking beer, right? That was your evening.
Indeed. So
am I right?
Two more movies to talk about that I have not seen quite yet. Have you seen either of these, Surrogates or Pandorum?
No, I haven't. They're doing late screenings of these. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Klaxon. The Klingons are attacking. What's going on in your
There's some sort of alarm
HQ.
Happening in Reject HQ.
Wow.
Panic is breaking out.
The
Quick,
Coast
Kevin.
Guard is coming after the boat of Haitian refugees that are in your apartment.
Quick, Kevin, introduce surrogates.
Okay, surrogates. In the not-too-distant future, people use robot surrogates to live their lives safely until someone starts killing them off, and it's up to Bruce Willis and his beard to solve the mystery.
Robotic human surrogates combine the durability of a machine with the grace and beauty of the human body. Our world has become a safer place. Take a seat in your STEM chair, and just with the power of your mind, you can control your surrogate and send it out into the real world.
We are confronted with an unprecedented situation. Two people have died while connected to their surrogates.
I think we may actually have a homicide here. First one in 15 years.
See, that's why there was an alarm going off here at Reject HQ, because someone's killing off the surrogates.
I imagine that Reject's HQ right now looks like all the surrogates tied up to their machines, just sleeping, while the surrogates are out living their lives. Before we talk about this, I got to give, and I normally don't like plug things unless people send them to me for free. This is completely unfiltered, initiated response. There's this app on iPhones that you can download. I don't even remember what it's called, but what it allows you to do is it puts comic books on your iPhone. Have you downloaded
nice.
This?
I have not. What is it called?
Iverse.
Iverse.
And Surrogates, the first issue of the Surrogates graphic novel is available on iTunes for free. Now, of course, the other five, you got to pay $1 each. So you end up spending your money, but it's still cheaper than a regular comic, because comic books nowadays are what, like $20 a piece or something like that?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't bought a comic book in so long.
But it's really cool because you can download all these different comic books to your iPhone and like read them on the toilet and all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
I did read the first two issues of Surrogates. I just am too cheap to spring for the other three, because I'm going to see the movie. Might as well. But it's a neat little thing. You can download it. You can go and search like through the iTunes store. You can search Surrogates. You can get the first comic and see if you like it. And just sort of the interface is really neat. But the movie, I'm looking forward to it. I didn't see it because it's not that Disney didn't screen it. They just screened it really late. I love these kind of like sort of September action sci-fi movies that really aren't going to make it as a big summer tentpole or as a big holiday tentpole. Stuff like Paycheck. Did you ever see Paycheck?
Yes.
With Ben Affleck. Oscar winner Ben Affleck.
The Oscar winning Ben Affleck.
Yeah. What's happening? Is somebody like, building a fort in your HQ?
I'm just going to ask you to ignore all the noises that are happening.
Is this a result of the Klingon attack that happened earlier?
Some of the surrogates seem to be coming online.
Oh, okay. But anyways, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it looks cool. I know people that are like, oh, this movie's going to be awful. But I'm like, it's going to be your very typical action kind of, sci-fi September. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I think it's really neat is that Bruce Willis surrogate has hair. But then when he becomes his regular person, all the hair migrates down to his face, and then he has his beard. It looks
hair
cool.
Migrates to his face?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I don't think that's true.
He looks like Grizzly Adams.
Nice.
No, but I don't know. I love these kind of movies. It's one that you go in there and it's not like you're expecting. You know what? I'm approaching this the way you approached like Transformers, where you're just like, it's not going to make any sort of profound impact on the world, but it'll just be cool to watch.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'll buy that.
That's what I'm looking forward to with Surrogates. So, do you want to see it? Are you going to even bother?
I'm probably going to try and see it after Fantastic Fest, after all the madness is done, and after I've slept for about a day. I might go see it. But, it's a Jonathan Mostow movie, so there's a certain level of trepidation there.
Trepidation?
Trepidation.
Not tepidation, which would be kind of lukewarm.
It's early, dude.
Yeah. I like Terminator 3. I thought Terminator 3 was
I like
a cool
Terminator
movie.
3 as well. So, but I'm, I don't know.
For those who don't know, he also directed Terminator 3. Did he direct anything else?
Yeah, he's done other movies.
Yeah.
Please don't put pressure on me to come up with the names of them.
You're just not going to worry about them. So anyways, no, I do want to see Surrogates. I'm looking forward to it. The other one I'm actually looking forward to is Pandorum. Oh, by the way, these don't get preemptive sucks because, as you know, we're recording early, so they're before the screenings. You can go to fatguysatthemovies.com and filmschoolrejects.com to see what we think later.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one I do want to see is Pandorum, in which a crew of a futuristic spaceship wake up with no memory of their identities or their mission.
Where's the rest of the crew?
They don't really know, sir.
It's Lieutenant Peyton. Anyone respond?
Where is everyone?
Peyton.
Our wives.
They're here somewhere on board.
Hello?
Hello?
Someone's been through here.
Don't move. You just wake up.
Yeah.
You'll never make it.
Now, you didn't see this, but what's the buzz on this? You can talk about that, can't you?
Well, the buzz on this one is pretty, it's kind of up and down. They're screening it very minimally across the country. In fact, mm-hmm. I don't believe they even screened it here in Austin.
Film School Rejects did sponsor a screening in Columbus, which I'm going to go see.
Yes, we sponsored a screening in Columbus so that you can see it with all of your friends.
Man.
But really, you know what? Here's what I find interesting about Pandorum. When it seemed like more of when all the first stuff, like we saw at Comic-Con like last year, 2 years ago,
yeah,
came out, it seemed like this really cool kind of psychological space thriller, and that seemed very cool. And then the trailer started to reveal that it's not only that it's a creature feature, but kind of the nature of the creatures in this movie. And I don't know, it was kind of a turnoff for me because it just looks dumb. It just looks dumb.
Dumb? That's what you're saying. Just dumb.
Dumb. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't do it for me at this point.
Does it not do it for you because you don't particularly want to see a creature feature, or is it because you're a big panty waist and are going to scare and pee your pants?
I think it's both, actually. Okay. I think it's being a big pansy and the fact that I would have much rather have seen like this, some kind of psychological thriller. Of course, I mean, not having seen the movie, it's hard to say
whether or not it's
a good story or not.
Wouldn't that be just the opposite of like Whiteout, where it looked like it was going to be something with monsters and something scary, and it just turns out to be a guy killing people?
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially the opposite. But I really feel like they've given a lot away.
Or as Uwe Boll would say, the opposite.
The opposite. He's going to be here in Austin this week.
Oh, why?
He wants to get his new movie is here, Rampage. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Sure, that'll be awesome.
No, it's going to be. I've heard it's awesome.
Can I do a plug for another thing that has nothing to do? It's something I ran into because a friend of mine sent me a link, and I just have to say it's hilarious. Have you ever been to the website People of Walmart?
Yes, I was. Oh. Somebody was talking about that the other day.
Oh,
PeopleofWalmart.com.
The funniest website ever. If you don't know what it is, it's basically people go and take pictures of weird people they see at Walmart, and they send it into the site and they post it, and they post hilarious captions with it.
Nice.
It's funny because the thing is because if you read the hate mail on there, people are like, you're making fun of poor people. I'm like, no, they're not. They're making fun of, because 98% of the people who shop at Walmart are just normal, everyday people. It's like going to the state fair. Normal
right,
people.
I shop at Walmart.
Yeah, I go to Walmart,
and I'm
too.
Cool.
But it's that 2%, you know, like there's literally a picture of an old 70-year-old dude with fake breasts.
Nice.
Like, and he's a dude. I mean, like full beard Bruce Willis from Surrogates dude.
Nice.
And these fantastic breasts.
Really? They had to be fantastic breasts, though, Kevin?
They look great.
They couldn't
for
just
breasts.
It couldn't just be a dude with boobs. It's a dude with really awesome boobs.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it is. But no, it's a funny, funny
you frighten
site.
Me.
Go see it because you see some of the weirdest things. There's literally a picture of a woman who's rolling a shopping cart. She's got the kid in there, and the kid's got a plastic bag over its head.
Anyway,
wow. PeopleofWalmart.com.
I would urge you to check out Film School Rejects and FatGuysAtTheMovies.com for the reviews of The Surrogates and Pandorum this weekend. For now, we just need to go to a break.
miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We are rolling into the box office segment. We actually have a lot of stuff to talk about this segment. We're going to talk about box office. I'm going to gloat about Jennifer Thurber's body. We're going to talk about what the theater counts are this week. But then we're also going to talk about Fantastic Fest.
Right.
And that's all you, Neil, because...
I'm just glad that Reject HQ survived the Klingon attack we had in that last segment.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was good.
Anyway. And it was declared... Am I allowed to bring up a little point that was said by one of the people in the Reject
yes,
HQ? About
yes, that was, it was very funny during the break.
Yeah, it was Bethany was saying that she's looking for towels because she wanted everyone to shower. And I'm like, oh, silly girl. Nobody showers for Fantastic Fest. And she said, well, these people do.
Yes, no, we are being required to shower this week during Fantastic Fest. For the first time ever in my festival covering life, I'm being required to shower.
You must shower. And it's like, because we go to these horror movies, I'm going to the horror movie marathon next month. And that place is notorious for people not showering. And it's so
bad.
Yeah,
but that place is notorious for people not showering before they get there.
Well, exactly.
I don't understand that one.
Yeah, 24 hours in a theater isn't that bad unless you've not showered for like a week leading up to it in preparation, apparently.
Right. Anyway.
Anywho, let's talk about box office. Big surprise, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs won the weekend.
I'm not surprised.
Just a hair over 30 million, which is pretty good for September, you know.
Yeah, it seems to be getting good buzz. I think it's a movie that I'm definitely going. I missed, of course, because we're in Fantastic Fest prep mode. But it's something I'm going to definitely go see. It's getting good, solid reviews, and
it's getting fantastic reviews. And then came a distant second was The Informant.
The Informant.
And if you recall, last week I said that Tyler Perry had a good shot of beating Jennifer's Body, and it beat both Jennifer's Body and Love Happens for the weekend. The big disappointment was Jennifer's Body. Well, also Love Happens, neither Aaron Eckhart nor Jennifer Aniston were able to carry that movie.
Right.
But supposedly insider Hollywood, it was no big surprise. Jennifer's Body was a huge surprise. People were expecting it to make at least twice as much as it made.
Yeah, well, people, I think, were expecting the Megan Fox effect to be in effect, and it didn't seem like it was. And I also think, I just think that the marketing plan around Jennifer's Body was too little.
This is the thing. I've heard people say that about the marketing, that it's the marketing's fault. This is my theory is... Well, first of all, it's not that good of a movie. I mean, it really wasn't. Even the people who liked it were like, most of the people, with the exception of like Rob Plaid Skirt Informant Hunter, he was like, you know, vehemently defending this movie. But most people who I knew who saw it were like, yeah, it was crap, but I enjoyed it. That was kind of the general consensus of the positive reviews I heard and sort of the word of mouth from the people who liked it. But part of and this is the thing, the Megan Fox effect, just because people write stories about you does not mean that people actually want to see movies about you. She's got two movies. One, and I count Transformers 1 and 2 kind of in one whole lump sum. That's the only movie that did well. All the other movies she's been in, nobody cares about her because she can't act. She's an abrasive personality, and she's a complete moron.
I think this is, it falls into the same category that we saw with How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
Yeah.
Where it was kind of a Megan Fox, Simon Pegg movie, and it opened to $1.4 million, you know?
Yeah, and no one wants to see Megan Fox act at all. And it's funny, I said this on, live TV. I said she's the Steven Seagal of hot chicks. Where she can't act, and all she does is, I mean, they put her in the movie because they're like, oh, she'll sell movies, and she'll be doing direct-to-DVD soon. But the other thing is if you want to see Megan Fox, go get a copy of Maxim, and you'll see more of Megan Fox than he's doing this movie, because she's like, oh, I don't want to do nudity, it's not tasteful. I'm like, literally, lady, you are only available for nudity.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah, she needs to get naked. I think if she wants to be a box office success, she needs to take those clothes off.
But see, I don't even think she would. She's not that good of an actor. And you even said, you're like, oh, well, she'll be able to deliver to Diablo Cody's dialogue. I don't think she did. I don't think she did a good job. Amanda Seyfried did a good job in the movie, but right. Megan Fox.
But Amanda Seyfried's a good actress.
Yeah. But Megan Fox, it's just like, she's like, when she poses, she looks good. But the second she opens her mouth, it's like putting a cat in a wood chipper. It's just the most irritating thing you'll ever hear.
Nice.
Yes.
Good pull.
So, yeah. Yeah, but no, I was not surprised when the Jennifer's body returns came in, and it was it was that dismal for the movie. Oh. Also, I went to a midnight show, and there was like 40 people in the theater, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Well, what do you think is going to happen this weekend?
You know, I think Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is going to win again.
I don't know. I would not put it past Fame to take the weekend this week.
Fame has okay, but yeah, again, the screening I went to was very thin. So I don't know how big of a pull it's gonna be. It could do well, but I really think look for Cloudy to not drop off all that much because I mean Surrogates is gonna do okay, but I don't think it's gonna do great. And neither
my prediction is Fame at number one and really? Cloudy at number two and Surrogates at number three. Pandorum somewhere else in the top 10.
I'll be surprised if Jennifer's body's even in the top 10.
I will be as well. Yeah. Absolutely. Cool.
Let's move on.
Moving on. What is it time for this Fantastic Fest update now?
Fantastic Fest.
All right. Well,
I'll get out of the way and let you talk.
Well, there are a lot of movies here that I think that you would be interested in particular.
Yeah.
But there is just a lot of very cool genre films, a lot of action, a lot of horror, a lot of exploitation.
Stuff that's directed by Jane Campion and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. but there's a couple of major releases. You have Ninja Assassin, the movie from James McTeague, who did V for Vendetta. And you have Gentleman Broncos from Jared Hess, who did
Napoleon Dynamite. Is Ninja Assassins in English?
Ninja Assassin is in, I mean, it's in English and whatever other languages are relative, whatever other countries because, it's in. But it's an American film.
Oh, okay. Because all the ads I've seen from it look like it's an Asian import because there's, like, no talking in it.
I just don't think they give Rain any dialogue in this movie. I think he just fights people. So
you're talking Rain Wilson? That would be awesome. Rain Wilson is a ninja assassin.
No, the pop star Rain, who was seen in Speed Racer.
Oh, okay.
Also, District 13 Ultimatum, the sequel to District B-13.
Is this the fourth sequel to District 9?
No. But if you saw District 13, which came out, District B-13, which came out in, what, 2007? 2004?
I have no idea.
2000 something. It's that parkour action movie, where they jump on buildings and stuff.
You mean Casino Royale?
It's the movie that had parkour before Casino Royale.
You mean The Punisher Warzone?
Wow. Anyway, so that I'm looking forward to that. There are a lot of really awesome kung fu movies happening with a lot of hot chicks in them, I guess.
I support that.
Yes. Also, Zombieland, which I already saw, and was a lot of fun. And let's see, what else do we have in the Fantastic Fest lineup? I'm trying to look through my schedule. Oh, Antichrist. Lars von Trier's Antichrist, the movie that came out of Cannes and is getting crazy buzz as far as being weird goes. I don't know. It's not necessarily that the movie is incredibly good. It's just that the movie is incredibly shocking.
It's going to be the event movie that everybody talks about but nobody sees.
Yeah, probably. But also, Trick or Treat is going to be playing Fantastic Fest for like the last time. You've heard of Trick or Treat?
I'm dying to see that movie. I want to see it. It's a Warner premiere release, isn't it?
Yeah, it comes out on DVD at the end of October, I believe, or the beginning of October. But it's playing Fantastic Fest again. It played at either Fantastic Fest or Buttonumathon last year.
This is not the 1980s movies with Skippy from Family Ties, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, just double checking.
So, and then Daybreakers, that vampire movie with Willem Dafoe and Ethan Hawke, the one about the world has been overrun with vampires and they're running out of blood. Have you seen this?
No.
You haven't seen anything about Daybreakers? It looks awesome.
No. So Willem Dafoe not only plays the Antichrist, but he plays a vampire.
No, he plays a vampire hunter.
Oh. Yes.
Well,
that's a different story.
So I'm very excited
that's
for...
That's a horse of a different color.
I'm very excited for Daybreakers. And of course, there are five secret screenings of Fantastic Fest.
Oh,
which,
what are they?
I have no idea. but you essentially, you just show up. And I mean, in the past, these have been anything from just, you know, weird Japanese schoolgirl movies to... they're always new movies. But they've been from very weird movies to very big movies. There Will Be Blood. Lord of the Rings: Return of the King was a secret screening.
Wouldn't it be great if they like pulled out and did like, you know, the Pride and Prejudice,
yeah.
Just to screw with people.
Seriously.
The big screening, Pride and Prejudice. And zombies.
So there are five, and I'm gonna be going to all five of them and seeing, you know, I mean, you don't know until the moment of. Of course, they're doing a lot of 3D. They're gonna do Avatar footage here. I mean, I think
new footage?
A lot of people are. I don't think it's new footage. I'm not really sure. A lot of people are hoping that one of the secret screenings is Avatar, but. You know. Who knows?
Oh, they're not going to do a secret screening of Avatar that early.
Yeah.
Is it done yet?
I don't know. Some movies that are done, you have movies like Kick-Ass and movies like The Lovely Bones. And there's a lot of theories out there.
Is there a Wookiee at Rejects HQ right now?
I think so.
I'm watching Primeval Volume 2 on DVD, and I feel like I'm in it. I'm on the phone with you in an episode of that.
This is just a magic wonder emporium this week here at the HQ. We have no idea.
Magic wonder emporium. You're talking like a back alley in a refrigerator box at any number of large cities around this nation.
Many fantastical creatures have come into town to to help us cover Fantastic Fest. But if you're down with some Fantastic Fest, you can go over to filmschoolrejects.com. You will not be able to avoid our Fantastic Fest coverage this week. It will come up over the place.
It'll climb out of the computer and latch onto your spine.
Yes, our Fantastic Fest death squad that consists of myself.
You have a death squad?
Yes.
I mean, and by death squad, you mean you're going to eat a lot of nachos.
Yes. Yes, we're probably all going to die from eating too much draft house food.
Your arteries are going to harden and clog right there at the draft house.
Oh, boy. Well, just head over to filmsquaredicks.com. We got your Fantastic Fest covered. We'll be back in a second.
I say this all out of jealousy.
And we're wrapping you up here on Fat Guys at the Movies. It's been kind of an eventful show. I'm pretty sure there's a giant fly that has invaded also.
Is it directed by David Cronenberg? Or is it directed by David Cronenberg?
It's going to be a remake directed by David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Just more random sounds here at Reject HQ. Early in the morning on... of Fantastic Fest.
It gets earlier every time you say it.
I know. Actually, we're going backward in time. So, I mean, we started recording, say, 9 a.m., and it's like 6 a.m. now.
Yeah, whatever.
So.
That's what we think. That's, yeah, that we're sticking to that.
Anywho, as we always do, it is time for the world-famous DVD Roundup. We'll start with my picks, because my picks are way better than Kevin's.
Whatever.
And my picks this week, Observer Report on DVD and
awful,
Blu-ray.
Awful movie.
You didn't like it?
You know I didn't like it.
I don't pay attention to your opinion.
Don't you remember me pulling that clip of Anna Faris and every single thing you mentioned?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It was horrible.
So if you'd like to see reasons why Kevin Carr is wrong, pick up Observer Report. Rob Hunter also gave me a thumbs down from across the room.
Yes.
So.
He has redeemed himself from his Jennifer body
stupidness. Here's one that I think we can both agree on. Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead on Blu-ray with new special features.
Yes.
And it's just, gotta love those.
Shaun
movies.
Of the Dead has the Zombo-meter in U-Control, and Hot Fuzz has the Fuzz-O-meter.
Right. It's essentially trivia tracks.
Trivia tracks.
They're a lot of fun.
Which are cool.
And we also have, there's a bunch of Star Trek stuff. The Star Trek The Next Generation Blu-ray box set came out.
Oh, here comes that fly again.
Star Trek VII First Contact is also out.
You know, I saw First Contact on my wedding day. Did you know that? Have I ever told you that story?
You saw First Contact on your wedding
day? On my wedding. Me and my wife, we had an evening wedding. And, you know, women for weddings, they take like all day because they got to do their hair. They got to primp. For guys.
Yeah, I noticed that. I went to a wedding over this past weekend. And that's pretty. The groom's checklist is show up.
Yeah, wake up, put on your tux, shower maybe, and show up.
Maybe.
Don't forget the ring, but your best man's supposed to do that. So yeah, don't be hungover from the bachelor party is the big thing. So yeah, me and one of my groomsmen went and saw Star Trek First Contact on my wedding day. It was awesome.
Nice.
So
let
me move on to my DVDs since I have a whole bunch that I feel obligated.
Oh yeah,
to
have like a list of like 150.
Yes.
So I'm just gonna take a nap now.
Okay. Well, for the theatricals, of course, you got Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, which I thought was okay. That's the one with Matthew McConaughey. Playing a womanizer who then has to sort of Ebenezer Scrooge look at his old girlfriends. The Battle for Terra, this one, I love this movie this summer, and it just did not do well at all, which is kind of sad, but it's out on DVD. Lime Life, which is a independent film with Alec Baldwin and a whole bunch of other people, like Kieran Culkin, Rory Culkin, Jill Hennessy, Timothy Hutton.
Oh, lots of Culkins.
Yeah, the Culkins are all over Culkins are all over this more than they were Michael Jackson. But yeah, it's growing up in suburban Long
too
Island.
Soon.
Ooh, was it too soon? Not at all. Wizard of Oz is coming out on Blu-ray and on DVD special edition 70th anniversary. Awesome
nice.
Movie. Lots of special features. There's a bunch of TV on DVD. This is the time of year for TV on DVD because all the new seasons are starting, so they're dropping all the DVDs. You got the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which isn't going to have any new season, but season two is on DVD. So if you got that, you got to cover your summer glow fetish. Plenty of special features on that. You got Ugly Betty season 3, Castle season 1. Did you ever watch Castle? That's actually a really good show. Not so much Ugly Betty, but.
I think so.
Castle's cool. It stars Nathan Fillion as a mystery writer who shadows police. It's good. The Mentalist season 1 is on DVD.
Is a good show.
That's a good show. And what's funny is there's all these like sort of like nods to the show Psych, because the TV show Psych, Sean Spencer is a big fan of the Mentalist. The character is a big fan of the Mentalist, and so he constantly references it. And then the Mentalist keeps having these pineapple references, which is a in joke with Psych. So there is a little bit of a crossover, and they're from different networks and different studios. But yeah, season 1's available on DVD. I'm glad to see Simon Baker actually get something. Then for the Disney Channel fans, you've got Wizards on Deck with Hannah Montana, which is a crossover of Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and Suite Life on Deck. And you have, you're excited for this one, Jonas Volume 1, the Jonas Brothers TV show, is out on DVD. Mm-hmm. You can now go get that and use it to beat that fly.
Wow. I just don't know how to respond to the Jonas Brothers having their own TV show.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Is that where you're finishing?
That's where
that's
I'm
not the stinker. There's something worse that is the stinker this week.
No. The Jonas was I'm plugging that one, but stinker is the Anna Nicole Smith story.
Oh, I see.
Do we really need that? Do we really need to know what her story is?
So.
She stripped. She got fake breasts. She got really, really fat. Then she got thin.
She married this really, really old guy.
And then she overdosed on drugs. There you go.
Yeah,
that's the story.
Seems pretty standard.
Spoiler
anyway,
alert.
Anyway, wrapping up the reviews this week, Kevin saw Fame and said...
Oh, I don't know. Right on the fence. Kind of rocks, kind of sucks. I don't know. Teen Wolf,
and then
right there.
Surrogates in Pandorum, we're urging you to head on back over to FatGuysMovies.com. Check those reviews out when they happen. Next week, we've got The Invention of Lying, Capitalism, A Love Story, Toy Story 3D, Whip It, and Zombieland to talk about. And also, we'll be kind of recapping what happened at Fantastic Fest.
Sure.
In the meantime, you can check us out over at FatGuysAtTheMovies.com. You can get us on iTunes. Make sure you get over to iTunes, get the iTunes Store, and review us. And in the meantime, you guys have a fun week. I'm just going to go ahead and try and survive this Fantastic Fest deal. done. Woo!